623.
Okay, 7 games left for the Redskins in what may be turning into a very sour season. The Skins go into their bye week with a 3-game losing streak. They host the Eagles on November 18th.
Joining us to talk about it, David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter and author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Hello, David Elfin.
Hello, Hillary Howard. I guess we're both doing better than Michael Shanahan.
Oh, right. And now he's trying to backpedal. Talk about what he said and what he's trying to clarify.
Okay. Yesterday he said, he came in and unsolicited said, you lose a game like that, now you're playing to see who's going to be on your football team for years to come. Now I get a chance to evaluate players and see where we're at. To all of us, he was saying at 3-6, after calling it a must-win and they lost, he was raising the white flag, saying we're looking to 2013. Today, he blamed us and said, to suggest the season was over with is completely ludicrous.
Huh. Now, you know, David, I listened to those comments on the radio, and just naked on the radio yesterday, and I interpreted it the way I think everybody else sort of interpreted, that he was throwing in the towel. Why do you think he changed his mind here?
I think he didn't realize how it was going to be interpreted. And, you know, I don't blame a guy. You know, they come off the field and they have a few minutes to decompress and then they come talk to us. Like a politician has a lot of time actually after election loss. These guys have very little time. Sometimes they say things they regret. But Mike, being Mike, will never actually apologize or say, I said the wrong thing. It's all our fault. And the other interesting thing he said today, I mean, the man's record is 14-27 here. I know I'm going in the right direction. I see tremendous strides. Hopefully that's not only me. Hopefully it's Dan Snyder as well.
Hey, just to be clear, it's always the media's fault. Got that?
Yeah, I can sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many more games can the Skins realistically win this season?
Well, I've been wrong a lot about this team this year, Hillary, but their schedule is really tough. They've got 5 games left in the division. Not too many of those you think would be winnable, although they managed to do it last year against Giants twice. They've got the Ravens. That's a pretty tough game. And then their only easy game, so to speak, is going to Cleveland in mid-December. And Sean knows from having watched the Steelers for all those years, that's not a fun place to play in mid-December.
Right.
So they could conceivably lose all these games, but none of them are, you know, definite losses either. There's maybe the Ravens is the hardest one.
Okay, before we go, let's talk about the mindset of the players themselves, particularly in light of what Shanahan had to say. When you took the temperature of the locker room, how's it feeling?
Well, one, they definitely want a bye week. There's no doubt they want to get away from each other, from us, from the coaches, from everything. They've been going at this since July 27th. Players were a little bit disappointed, though. Lorenzo Alexander said, when you see yourself in that type of position, your head coach is saying those type of things, it's disappointing. But Corey Lichtensteiger, who played for Shanahan in Denver, said what Mike is talking about is when you get down, you need to find out who's willing to fight and who's just in it for the paycheck. So there was mixed reaction in the locker room, but everybody wants a break right now.
All right. David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter. Thank you, David.
Thank you.